This is Danny from the Truth Seekers podcast at www.truthseekerscast.com, and you are listening to Strangely Literal with my BTF, Tabs. I love you, my BTF.
Dislike that, Anya. She's newly human and strangely literal.
What? I don't say that. No one says that. No one talks that way.
Strangely Literal, the podcast.
So here's the part where you make a choice.
Deborah Book was just telling us funny stories about his life at the monastery.
This goes beyond anything I've ever done. It's a total loss of control. And not in a nice, wholesome, my girlfriend has pierced tongue kind of way.
I think you've already figured out I'm not the poster boy for normal.
I've given some thought to moving off the edge. Not an ideal location.
Hi, everybody. This is Tabs coming to you from sunny Los Angeles, California. And I hope that you are doing well and enjoying your Whedonverse life. There goes my boyfriend again. It wouldn't be an episode of Strangely Literal without him. Now he's playing with the ball. Yay. Sure you check out my boyfriend in Buffy Between the Lions season 2, episode 6. He even made the cover, which made him very happy. He's a very vain little cat. He also has a video podcast if you want to check it out. It's at youtube.com/thedestroyer. Oh, no. Sorry. That's his Evil League of Evil name. It's youtube.com/myboyfriendcat. And that's all one word, obviously. Let's move on. Today's story is about Harmony. And Harmony is one of those characters you just love to hate. And you know, you grow to love her, and she just really has a really interesting character arc from Buffy and to Angel, and I really enjoy Harmony, actually. I think one of my favorite Harmony moments is her and Xander's little hissy fight. I don't know what to call it. Slapfest. It's golden Whedon television. I love it. If you haven't checked out Harmony, she had a issue of the comic series, the Buffy comic series, and the cover art is great. And she even has her own MySpace page because of that. So Harmony, Harmony, Harmony. We're going to have a Harmony-centric episode in Angel Between the Lines, and it's hilarious. It's the fun you can have with a character like Harmony is astounding. And the author of this fic had a lot of fun with Harmony. This is a what-if story. So what if, instead of Kendra being the next Slayer, what if Harmony became the next Slayer? And it's pure comedy. The author, Snow Puppies, is fantastic in this. She's got Harmony's voice nailed. I just love it. And I just laughed when I read it, so I had to share it with you guys. Don't take it seriously. You know, don't send me emails. That was the worst story ever. That would never happen. Of course it would never happen, but it's comedy and it's Harmony and it's fun. So, and it's read by the lovely Heidi. If you can find Heidi everywhere in the Between the Lines Studios network. She is the assistant producer of Buffy Between the Lines. She works on Jost and she's a fantastic person whom I love very much. And I keep hitting the mic and I'm sorry. So take it away, Heidi.
Time for some thrilling heroics.
Here's how it is.
You get killed, I'm telling.
Okay, that's new.
Cruel and Unusual, written by Snow Puppies. Buffy stifled a groan. Just as she thought her life couldn't get any worse, the powers that be just had to prove her wrong. So, we're supposed to slay vampires and stuff? Harmony's brow wrinkled in thought. Pretty much the drill, yeah. Buffy turned away, trying with all her might to pretend she wasn't actually carrying on a conversation with Harmony. Somebody up there was having quite the laugh-a-thon. And so you shove a stake through their chests and... Dusty. Buffy's jaw clenched. It was the third time she'd explained the process this evening. But what I don't get is, I mean, what do you do if it gets in your hair? It sounds all oogie. Where was an apocalypse bringing demon when you needed one? Seriously, though, if another Slayer had to be called, couldn't it be Anyone else? Anyone? Are all demons this yucky? Harmony grimaced, wiping the blue goo that covered her hand onto Buffy's top. Harmony, shut up. Buffy continued to trudge ahead. She couldn't wait to have a hot shower and crawl into bed and probably dream about the annoying blonde menace that the gods had seen fit to torture her with. She'd heard that life wasn't fair, but this was eating the cake, or something like that. And why are they so ugly? If I were going to be a demon, I'd pick a pretty one. Do they have any pretty demons? Buffy whimpered. Oh, I know. From now on, you can do all the slaying of the ugly demons, you know, the ones that are blue and green and have scales or horns or those gross wiggly tentacles. And I'll take care of the pretty ones. Harmony clapped her hands together with glee. That's great, but the pretty demons are all over on the other side of town, so... Buffy raised her eyebrows, gesturing in the other direction. Oh, right. Well, I'll just get going. Demons. Pretty demons to slay. And yeah, other stuff like that. Harmony flounced into the night. Buffy rubbed her temples. With any luck, she'd make a great vampire breakfast. Buffy thought there might have been some sort of mixy thing happening in the line where they handed out the Slayer powers, because anyone that stupid just had to be evil. She wondered if she could get bonus Slayery points for slaying Harmony. Buffy watched as Harmony fought with Drusilla, actually doing better than Buffy had expected. At least until Drusilla did that psycho trance thingy and slit Harmony's neck. Buffy blinked as Harmony fell to the ground dead. Thank God. It wasn't as if she'd wanted Harmony dead. It was just, well, really, really nice to be able to hear herself think. What? She could be thinky when the occasion called for it. Besides, there should only be one. It was the Slayery way. And with Harmony gone, she reasoned, she could really focus on her training. It wouldn't hurt her social life either. Of course, that was just too much to ask for. Hey, you, Slayer! Buffy's eyes widened as she heard the familiar voice, turning to stare at something she thought she'd never see again. Harmony? Yeah. Harmony planted her fists on her hips. You thought you'd gotten rid of me, but you haven't. You're a vampire? Buffy gaped. Who came up with these things? Well, yeah. She opened her mouth, her lips peeling away from her teeth. See, I've got fangs and... serious new vampire moves, so watch your back. Watch my back? Yeah, I'm gonna be your nemesis, I think. Is that the right word? And oh, they do exist. Huh? Pretty demons. Harmony pointed to herself. Or pretty demon. That's me, she grinned. So when are we gonna get together and, you know, fight? I'm kinda busy tonight. How about Thursday? Harmony cocked her head. Thursday's good, so I'll see you then. Yeah. Her life was a farce. It was farcical. It took farcing to a whole new level. Maybe she should move to Cleveland.
All of the characters and universes referenced here are the intellectual copyrighted material of Joss Whedon, the Fox Network, Universal Pictures, and others. This podcast and the stories contained therein are purely for entertainment purposes, and no money or Second Life money was made off of this. All stories are by individuals and used with permission from the author. Strangely Literal is created in Chicago and has no connection or affiliation with Joss Whedon or any other fine podcasts out there. For more information about this show, please check out our website at strangelyliteral.com.
The podcast you are listening to is part of the Between the Lines Studios network. To find more great podcasts, please visit www.betweenthelinestudios.com.
Grr.
Gah.
Yay, me.